Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5. Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. That figures it's the 8th day of September 2022. It's 12:06 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and the nasty old fucking crone on the throne is fucking dead. Woohoo! This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 78 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of Northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 83 degrees today for the climate basin. Just fucking dry. Dry, 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 dry. We really don't fucking care. Anyways, let's see. You know, we're going to talk about the passing of the crone, the fucking bitch who thought that she could rule fucking me and you, who thought that they could just fucking slip a fucking goddamn monarchical goddamn private fucking law system into this fucking country and rule our fucking lives and take our fucking wealth. Dead. Bye, bitch. Now we'll see how many of you fucking Brits over there drop down to your fucking knees to wear that old, and worship what that old crone dropped out of her fucking twat. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know that the queen, the mighty queen, the queen that dropped out of the right twat and fucking got to live a life of luxury, so luxurious she made it clear to fucking 96 years old. I mean, it'd probably be a really easy fucking life being a fucking queen, don't you think? But also the woman that was fucking charged with fucking sex crimes, the woman that fucking was charged with going up and killing Indian kids up in Canada for fucking and doing weird sex shit to them. And don't forget Prince Philip, man. He got to fucking die. That son of a bitch got to do all his pedophiling and all his fucking rotten shit. And he got to die and he didn't ever pay a fucking one little fucking fine for the fucking treachery he exercised upon little children. I guess it's a day to celebrate. and a day to tell Prince Charles, once you go crawl back in that dead fucking twat and get buried with her, you son of a bitch. Anyways, that was the lead we had here. Now we'll go into the articles. Russia has raked in $158 billion in energy exports since Ukraine invasion began, far above previous years. Oh, we did this to hurt Russia, did we? How long have we sat here and told you fucking idiots this is to fucking hurt us? Russia prospered under these fucking sanctions. Got it? What did they do? They sold more fucking oil for fucking less. And got more fucking money less oil for more. And got more fucking money for the oil they fucking sold. They made broke fucking records. They made extra money. So it all was a fucking sham. It was all fucking liar. Is anybody gonna, just like that fucking cunt in England, is anybody gonna pay for this fucking outrage? This is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Russia has raked in $158 billion in energy exports since the Ukraine invasion began, over far above previous years, with the EU accounting for more than half. It sounds to me like this was some kind of fucking scam to rip off the American people, to take the last of what you had in your goddamn wallet away from you, to take your goddamn car away from you, so you're not mobile like they are, so you can get down in there in your goddamn place, but, you know, so you can look up at a fucking queen and fucking, and admire the fucking power that that fucking person has over you. You have none over me, you cunt, you never did. Glad to see your ass going in the ground. And now you people want your goddamn mainstream media. That's all you're going to see for the next fucking week, is that fucking dirty, rotten, perverted fucking cunt going in the ground. And the the making of the king of Prince Charles. So you can get down, like I said, get down on your fucking knees and fucking lick that fucker's feet. He fell out of the right twat. That's his goddamn forte. That's his goddamn resume. Go for it. If you're that fucking lonesome, do it. Prices for natural gas have soared to record levels in Europe as Russia has turned off supplies. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air, CREA, of course they got an acronym, called for more effective sanctions against Moscow. More effective sanctions against Moscow will fucking kill the United States. That's what they're doing. That's what they were designed to do. We're paying $5 a fucking gallon at the pump while the fucking Russians are making goddamn record profits. You got that? Selling fucking less oil for more money. Just like here in the United States. There's a goddamn glut of fucking oil here. They just fucking, they get to turn the spigot on and off. Our fucking spigot, our fucking oil. That's how they control us, people. Because we fucking allow it. The Center for Research in Energy Clean Air called for more effective sanctions against Moscow. Oh, I don't know if the people of the United States can take more fucking effective sanctions against Moscow to combat the soaring price of oil, gas, and coal caused by the invasion. CREA said fossil fuel exports have contributed approximately €43 billion to Russia's federal budget since the start of the invasion, helping fund war crimes in the Ukraine. Helping fund. Oh, what, this has all been fucking to get those goddamn Russians. Who'd they get, people? They got me. They got you. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to take some payback? We told you all they were lying to you. We told you it was all a fucking scam. We told you they took the law away that said that they could not use propaganda on you to fucking fleece you, to fuck you, to fucking enslave you or anything else. But you fucking didn't listen, did ya? The CREA estimated that during this time, the European Union was the top importer of the European Union? Are the allies over there, people? The top importer? Were they not fucking recognizing the sanctions? Did somebody go after them motherfuckers? I mean, we're sitting here fucking getting fucking raped. Our people are fucking poor. And they're taking a goddamn lint out of our pocket. And then they're doing business with the European. Well, see, we got to set up so that we can do it. It was a fucking con. It was a fucking ripoff by a bunch of fucking carnies that have made up an international corporate mafia. A fucking carny. That's what you're dealing with, is carnies. And you ain't smart enough to defeat them? During the time the European Union was the top importer of Russian fossil fuel exporters at 85.1 billion euros. China was next at 34.9 billion euros. And Turkey followed at 10.7 billion euros. With the EU, Germany was the biggest importer, buying 19 billion euros worth of fossil fuels from Russia during the six-month period. While you were paying $5 a gallon for your fucking gasoline, they're shipping your fucking sweet crude, which is clean to refine, and they're fucking shipping the goddamn product that they're making out of the junk oil that they are fucking importing that puts out more carbon, fucking footprint so that you can pay more money for the fucking carbon. And then they're fucking taking the goddamn oil, the fucking gas, and the fucking diesel, and they're selling out on the international market. So you're competing with the fucking China for your ripped off fucking goddamn goods, right? Isn't that what that equates to? I never gave no permission for no motherfucker to dig up my goddamn oil or any other resource in this country that belongs to me. And it all belongs to the American nationals. They have taken what belongs to us without due process of the fucking law, in violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15th, 1791. And they've done it right in our fucking face and spit on us while they did it. And we sit there fucking jacking our weenies and fucking shining our fucking guns. Because that's all a fucking American man's worth anymore, I reckon. You gutless fucking wonders. I gotta wonder what your fucking forefathers would think of you. These figures refer to the 6 months after Russia first invaded Ukraine on February 24th. You knew this wasn't a setup to fucking empty your fucking pockets. It wasn't a setup to fucking empty your pockets, you dumb, ignorant motherfuckers. You'll listen to a fucking liar. Rather than your own goddamn family, you're worthless motherfuckers. February 24th, Kree said surging fossil fuel prices mean that Russia's current revenue is far above previous year's levels, despite the reduction in the year's export volumes. This means that they're exporting less oil and getting more for it who's paying the goddamn tab at the fucking end? Who's putting out the goddamn fucking money that's being handed to the Russians? Who? You stupid American. You dead-headed fucking American. You lazy fucking worthless American. According to the report, Russia's export volumes dropped by 18%. Crude oil prices also jumped due to the invasion, although they have since pulled back. Oh, yes, man, God damn, we're down like $4.65 a fucking gallon when we should be paying 20 cents a fucking... We shouldn't be paying nothing. They should be paying us reparations for what they have fucking stolen from us. We should be fucking... Just drive down and fill the fucking tank up and fucking... they take care of the gas station. They take care of the oil companies. Take care of it all. Or we fucking hang their ass. We can't bring them into a common law court and show where they have fucking... fucking fleeced the American people. How they have fucking conned and cheated and frauded the American people. But will we do that? Do we have the fucking balls to do that? I don't think so. Oh, see here. The EU has cut its import from Russia by 35% since the war began. We cut your import, but goddamn everybody went after old Russia, but goddamn Russia comes out fucking more money than they had before. How in the fuck does your sanction fucking program work there, buddy? The American people are fucking busted because you've ripped them off at the fucking pumps. The fucking people in Russia are fucking got more fucking money than they ever fucking had. How does this fucking sanction thing work against Russia? I think it was against the United States, don't you? By their communist fucking ally. Fucking Joe Biden and fucking goddamn Donald Trump. And I don't know if he had anything. I'm sure he was in with the export thing because fuck, he was all for it. I guarantee you that. It has stopped purchasing Russian coal, which has been effective, according to the country. Oh, yeah, it's real fucking effective. They're over there rolling in the fucking dough. Why don't you go after some other fucking product of theirs? Now, go after the coal. Now they can make record fucking money on coal, and we can fucking freeze to death. That's how these motherfuckers work. They don't even try to fucking think that they fucking represent you. They've never represented you, and you fucking know it. And you have to sit there every day and know that you fucking have been fucked by a fucking weakling, by a pissant that couldn't roll you over if you were dead. And they're going to fuck you some more. And you're going to fucking take it because you're fucking cowards. Russian coal exports fell to their lowest level since the war began after the ban came into effect. So did their fucking oil exports, didn't they? Isn't that what I just fucking read you? And then the price of fucking coal goes way up. And off of less coal, they get more fucking money. You see, they're communists. And fucking Joe Biden's a communist. And the goddamn rest of them are communists or fucking fascists. But they're all one thing. They're all fucking capitalists, aren't they? When I was watching those goddamn videos on fucking China, in the end of the videos, and when you come up to modern day, it says it right on their own fucking video, the only 2-3 they'll let through on their fucking internet, that our fucking prick motherfucking treasonous son of a bitches claim that they had the authority to give them without taking from us. They claim that they are a goddamn, that they are capitalists. They tell you they're capitalists. So with this goddamn lie that I've been fucking told since I was a fucking little kid old enough to understand the lie has been a fucking lie, right? Socialism isn't there to destroy capitalism. It was a control mechanism to enhance fucking capitalism. It wasn't capitalism versus communism. It was capitalism and communism and fascism versus the fucking people. So that you can have a fucking ruling class. Who thinks they're gonna fucking rule 7 billion fucking people? We'll fucking see. They're killing us off as fast as they can. You better be sure of that. So we better get rid of those motherfuckers, I believe. But Russia itself has sharply cut flows of natural gas to the EU, indicating this week that they would not resume unless Western sanctions are lifted. Why? So you can sell the fucking, it'll drive the price of the goddamn liquid gas up to a price, and then you'll sell it to China? Huh? You think we're fucking stupid? You think we look at this goddamn fucking operation you just did, this fucking con fucking job, but like you would see on a fucking TV program? You think we're going to look at this and we're not going to see, they're doing it. Hey, you know what? They're giving that fucker another jab up your ass, aren't they? Aren't they? And you're just going to take it, aren't you? Meanwhile, countries in the G7, you know, that's government 7, that fucking, I don't, you know what the fuck that's supposed to mean, because we don't have no goddamn government over us, fucking controlling us. And there is no, these son of a bitches that are pretending to be a government that are a fucking, in fact, a corporation, an unlawful, fraudulent fucking corporation created in violation of our supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law, in particular the 6th article, because they had no fucking authority to create it. Well, they're fucking meeting up and they're going to make some fucking international decisions, so they're going to write an international law now to bring it in just like they did that federal law, without the fucking consent of the people. They will rule without the consent of, you will fucking do what you're told. You want to bet, you motherfucker? I say every one of you is fixing it to die. The only way you could stop it would be such a terrible thing, they'd kill you. And you fucking know it. You motherfucking lowlife. Fucking, you sucked a pus out of a fucking dead whore's ass for fucking 2 cents, you lowlife son of a bitches. G7 on Friday vowed to push forward to impose a price cap on Russia crude oil. How are you going to put a price on fucking somebody else's fucking product? Russia throw their fucking finger up you. I mean, they're acting like they got some, like this ain't a fucking game, like this ain't a con game. Who got fucked in this con game, people? I want you to tell me who got fucked in this con game. Did Russia get fucked? They sure as hell didn't. They made record fucking profits. Everybody else got fucked, didn't they? Oh, this was against Russia, don't you know? I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote for Trump because he likes Russia. I blame you, you motherfuckers. The United States has been arguing for the imposition of a price cap for months. Oh, well, really? You mean if there ain't no price cap, they can sell to whoever they want for as much as they fucking want and fuck you? Russia ain't a goddamn fucking side street, motherfuckers. That's a goddamn empire just like this. And where they ever got the idea when, you know, they broke up the Soviet Union? Russia is fucking huge. And like I've said many times, they spent the last 20 years while we were spending $1 million per soldier to go guard opium fields in fucking Afghanistan and guard the goddamn contractors there to steal their rare earth minerals. The Russians were building the fucking Navy out of hell. So you ain't going to do shit to a goddamn Russian but pay him. And that's what we're doing. We're paying. That money when you went down there fucking when you had to decide whether you were going to have fucking meat or potatoes for fucking goddamn dinner. And you had to have potatoes so you could have the fucking gas to go make more fucking money so you could eat more fucking potatoes. Well, that money went straight to the fucking Russians. Remember that. Via the guy, your representatives. See, I'm going to go vote representative thing. And this representative thing, then they make this thing good. You fucking morons. You fucking retards. The United States has been arguing for imposition of a price cap for months. I bet you have, you motherfuckers. Arguing that Western bans on Russian energy products were contributing to the price hikes. Listen to this. That helped Moscow finance the war effort. And we were saying it all a fucking long, weren't we? I mean, we're not goddamn fucking scientists or anything. We're just common fucking people who can see from fucking 10 feet away when a goddamn elephant's sitting on their fucking lap. They did it to you. You knew they were doing it to you, and you fucking let them do it. If that was fucking fagism, you'd be a fucking queer. You wouldn't have been raped. See what we have here. UN Education Agency launches war on conspiracy theories. This is from Epic Times. So here's the United Nations. Here's another fucking world goddamn policies being made that they think they're going to implement on the American nationals in violation of our fucking first article. Don't think so. This is from Epic Times, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Culture Organization, better known by its acronyms, goddamn. I swear there's a zillion acronyms. I mean, yeah, everybody's writing in shorthand. By its acronym, UNESCO. Oh, UNESCO. Is escalating in its global war on ideas. We got a war on ideas here, people. Man, that's advancing civilization and information. It considers to be misinformation. Well, I consider it to be misinformation. So you just got to. I'm sorry, you can't hear it. You can't see it because I decide for you. I decide what you can look at. I decide what you can hear. This is fucking mind control, people. This is their fucking reach for mind control. It's time to fucking cut their fucking heads off. This is a fucking affront to goddamn humanity. According to the Paris-based UN Education Agency, which released a major report on the subject for educators this summer, conspiracy theories cause, quote, significant harm and form the backbone of many populist movements. I bet you they do. It's in first place, it's fucking, whether it's a conspiracy or a fact is whether it's fucking true or false. And you can just, it's a conspiracy theory, it's a true conspiracy theory. Now fucking get real. You think that we don't understand the English? It's a real conspiracy theory. If it's real, it ain't no fucking theory, is it? It would be a fact. I mean, little things like this is double speak. This goddamn Orwellian double speak. Wanting to use it to fucking confuse your fucking mind. Because they'll tell you, there's true conspiracy theory. And there's untrue conspiracy theory, and we're going to tell you which one is which because it's a theory. And not to mention, we're going to call it, it's true conspiracy theory. I mean, that's an oxy-fucking-moron. That's the stupidest fucking statement you can make. But hey, people gobble it up, don't they? Conspiracy theory cause significant harm. You goddamn right. When the people find out that you're lying about COVID-19, And every time you say COVID-19, they say it three times, it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. And you cannot get your Goebbels fucking goddamn, operations into fucking goddamn, into movement. It hurts. You bet you it hurts. When it's discovered that the goddamn so-called vaccine is a goddamn, platelets to fucking change your fucking DNA and fucking make it, and to kill you with. And it's a god biological kill fucking agent. God damn, that's got to be cause significant harm to your fucking plan to kill everybody on this planet. I mean, everything comes from the fucking perspective of the point of view now, doesn't it? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Please. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Megadeth with a remake of Sammy Hagar's This Planet's on Fire. And goddamn if it ain't, burn in hell, burn in hell. We'll burn in hell. We're burning in hell. And we'll burn in hell all the way to the ninth circle, polishing in those fucking guns. Let's see, we were in UK, UN Education Agency launches war on conspiracy theories. Oh, they're going to get conspiracy theories. According to the press-based UN Education Agency, which released a major report on the subject for educators this summer, conspiracy theories cause, quote, significant harm and form the backbone of many populist movements. You know, like the movement to fucking reinstate the Bill of Rights, to fucking enforce the Bill of Rights, to have goddamn law and order, to have goddamn justice, to stop the murder, the pedophilia, to stop the motherfucking cocksuckers that are fucking have come from fucking goddamn foreign countries like Israel and taking over our goddamn fucking highest offices. With the guy, fuck, there's communists fucking sitting around the Capitol in the goddamn White House right now with fucking guns and Constantino wire. You are invaded. You better fight. Among other concerns, conspiracy theories, quote, foster and reinforce harmful thinking patterns, exclusive worldviews. Harmful thinking patterns, people. That means if you don't think like a goddamn person just got hit in the head with a fucking baseball bat, man, your thinking patterns aren't right. Exclusive world views. You're not allowed to, you know, it's a communistic, a goddamn communist will tell you what your world view is. You got no right to an individual fucking opinion on nothing. Well, damn it, I forgot about that fucking Bill of Rights. That goddamn written, ratified by the people, absolute, fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, that first article says, I got a goddamn opinion about any fucking thing I want, motherfucker. And I'll shout it to the fucking wind. You don't fucking like it, come take it from me, you motherfuckers. Populist movements, worldview. Okay. They also reduce trust in public institutions. Ha ha! What fucking trust should we have in any fucking, what public institutions? In the first place, there are none. The people have no representation in this fucking corporation. The people are considered by the 14th Amendment. Read the motherfucker! You're considered to be goddamn fucking property. You're considered to be subjugated. Subjugated fucking property of the fucking goddamn monarchy. What fucking trust in public institutions? There are none. If they are, they belong to the fucking people, and we got the right to hang everybody that's running them right now because they're being run against us. They're being run to destroy us. They're being run to destroy our country. And scientific intuition. We don't trust their scientific intuition. Could be all the people fucking dropping around us. In the fucking 70s, swine flu, 10,000 was enough to stop you from your fucking death shots, huh? Yeah, you already got fucking, 60,000 here, 6 million across the fucking planet? You need a lot more than that, you motherfuckers, because your days are coming. You will answer for your fucking crimes, you dirty, rotten son of a bitches. Scientific institutions, I'm sorry. I'm so pissed. We don't have trust in scientific institutions. Anyway, where were we here? Which can drive people to violence or decrease their desire to, quote, reduce their carbon footprint. you know, pay more. Can I pay $2 more a gallon for gas and you can give it to the Russians and what does that do? Nothing. It takes $2 out of my fucking pocket and hands it to the fucking Russians, to the communists. And then they can go and sit down at the table in fucking Ukraine with their buddy, fucking Joe Biden, where he runs his criminal cartel ran by his son, Hunter Biden. And they can cut up I guarantee you they're cutting these proceeds up, people. These dirty son of a bitches, that Hunter Biden and that fucking goddamn Papa Biden, they are getting their cut of this fucking theft of our goddamn wealth right out of our pockets, people. So think about that the next time. Well, goddamn, I see the people buying gas. If you are worthless. I like to walk up and just start spitting on you and see who'd get out. I bet not a fucking one of you would. I spit right in your fucking face. You'd sit there and take it. You got no goddamn balls. You got no goddamn fucking pride. They say pride's a bad thing. I say fucking a lack of pride will kill you. Let's see here. Scientific institutions, which can drive people to violence or decrease their desire to reduce carbon footprint. That's where it gets idiotic. I mean, that's an idiotic statement. You'll see one in everything because they're trying to put all of this fucking shit they're trying to cram it all into one fucking hole and it ain't going to fucking fit. It's a goddamn round hole and you got a square fucking object trying to cram it down and it ain't going. It ain't going to fit. It won't even come close. And everybody can see it ain't going to fucking fit. You dirty son of a bitches have no fucking authority over us. We're free people. We do as we goddamn well please, so long as we're not violating the right of another. And you better have a common law fucking court, or you can't even fuck. There's nothing, a goddamn thing nobody can do about anything. It's a free for all. There is no fucking law. If that goddamn common law is not in place, there is no fucking law on this land. And whatever is being fucking enforced is goddamn tyranny. It's arbitrary fucking tyranny. It's worse than what the fucking king brought. At least his fucking, he flew his fucking colors. These motherfuckers, that's why they got a rainbow flag. They're every fucking color of fucking tyranny. While all conspiratorial thinking threatens human rights values. What about the true conspiracies you speak of? Now, didn't you tell me just the other day that there are false conspiracy theories? And there are true conspiracy theories. And you're going to decide which one? All conspiratorial thinking. You have to have some, if you're going to get in somebody's mind, say a little child or something, you're going to get in the mind, you're going to fucking want to brainwash. First, you got to be smarter than they are. And I'll admit that there are some dumb son of a bitches in this country. I saw the dumbness in the fucking Chinese people. Dumb! I'm talking stupid. I'm not talking ignorant, because ignorance can be corrected with education. This is stupidity. This is fucking inbred into them for fucking generations of being goddamn fucking doormats. But you don't have that here, motherfucker. What you have is a whole lot of pissed off people who, we're going to have to wipe you out. We understand that. You've made it clear. You've made your point. It might not have been the point you were looking to make, but by God, you've made it. There's only one way we live free, and that's to kill you. Human rights.
Hey,
yes, sir.
You know, and this is like within the last, 2 months that you didn't got articles like that. And when you look at it, I guess you can just say, these SOBs are getting a little worried that people are really waking up to their freaking crimes and what they're trying to do with this new world order crap.
Well, exactly. You have to be, when they tell you that the international this or that, our G7, our government, we sent an ambassador there and they're over there making policy that is going to be enforced under, that ain't fucking making laws through a fucking Congress and a Senate and a fucking, even if their fucking shit lie of a constitution was true. It's not making law that fucking conforms to the fucking Bill of Rights, the highest law in this land, the jurisdictional authority of the people. But they're doing it. And this is what they did when they made the fucking Constitution. When they made that Constitution, they knew they were walking all over everybody's fucking rights. That's why the Anti-Federalists came out with the Anti-Federalist Papers, to point out the fact that these son of a bitches were building themselves a fucking monarchy. And they were putting everything in place for them to just start plugging stuff in, and pretty soon, oh, you know, goddamn, you ended up being a goddamn slave in spite of a fucking war that you started for the very purpose of fucking not being a fucking slave, for being a free individual sovereign national. But somehow, we told you at the beginning, when we were putting those Federalist Papers, there's nothing there. You don't need no Bill of Rights. You don't fucking need it. There ain't no, read it. There ain't nothing there that can hurt you. You fucking look at it and you see that goddamn fangs of that rattlesnake fucking in that goddamn Commerce Clause and that General Welfare Clause. You say, bullshit. With that right there, just those two fucking clauses, you could fucking try to enslave this whole country. Now, that's what they've tried to do. And if we didn't have fucking about two billion guns, let's get real, and other fucking armaments, they would have done it already. We'd be getting treated like those fucking cunt Australians who come on and come on to the goddamn with their videos. I don't allow people in my bar to stare at the men to stare at the women, or the women to stare at the, it's against the law to stare. Fuck you, punk. You show some muscle like that. Fuck, I'll knock you out, man. Fuck, I'm clean muscle. I ain't got no fucking flab on me, boy. And I'm fucking about probably 15, 20 years older than you. I'll knock you so fucking out, you won't be your fucking ancestors to feel it. You punk. And that's what I wrote on their comment over there. You ain't tough. You bunch of fucking punks let them take your fucking guns, didn't you? Fucking Australians, bite my ass, you punk bitches. It's like I talk about the people here. I don't give a fuck about these Trump tards. They're a bunch of cunts, or they'd be fighting already. They'd be standing up to it. They wouldn't be going along, well, we still can get Trump, even though that son of a bitch fucking violated the second article of our fucking absolute unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, in particular the second article, when he, with just a stroke of his fucking pen, with zero fucking authority and in violation of the ninth article of that fucking document, fucking just wrote his name down. Oh, you can't have bump stocks, really? You faggot motherfucker. And that's what you really are. I think you are a faggot. You faggot motherfucker. Come take my fucking goddamn armaments away from me, you son of a bitch. That cocksucker's never going to step into any goddamn danger. His daddy hired people to fight his bullies on the way up. Think about it. I have fucking allowance of a couple $100,000 a fucking month. And he's just like you. He understands you. He understands your life. He understands the hell you're going through. And all you stupid, fucking dead-headed retards that fucking Trump, Donald Trump thing. What are you talking about? The Trump, Donald Trump vote. That's your mentality. You ever had a fucking original thought? It was a lonely son of a bitch. You all deserve to.
He feels your pain.
Pardon me?
He feels your pain.
Oh, he does. You know he does. When he had to pay his Polish fucking workers $5 a fucking hour, brought in goddamn foreign workers for $5 an hour to build his fucking goddamn hotel. I can't remember which place it was at. And then they had to sue him for their fucking $5. That dirty, rotten son of a... How anybody could have been fooled by him, it just blows my ass away. And after all he's done, man, I could go down this list here. DACA's over day one. Going straight down, going to sign an executive order, DACA's gone day one. Guaranteed. All of them are getting out. All of them are getting out, and we're building a wall. And by the way, Mexico's going to pay for that wall. I mean, you fucking, somebody lies to you like that, and you turn around, and people out there, we got to get Donald Trump, because you fucking weak, pathetic, little punk motherfuckers. You shine of pathetic
pathetic weakness. How about we crush all these motherfuckers like we should have done in the first fucking place, like our forefathers should have done. They should have went to Pennsylvania and killed every fucking one of the fucking founding fathers that were the founding fucking, they were the goddamn king's men in the colonies that were oppressing the people. They are the very son of a bitches that the people rose up against. But I mean, the teacher told me different. It's like my grandson talking about democracy with his grandma. Grandma straightened him out. Now he's going to take the book to school and he's going at it with the goddamn teacher. It was a teacher he liked too. But his teacher had been to fuck, he went to Iraq, you see, and he fought and stuff, and he fought to bring democracy to Iraq. Cause that's what we have is democracy. And I mean, the kid was completely convinced. But when he read it out of that goddamn encyclopedia from 1968, he said, I can't argue with an encyclopedia. There are kids out there that are, man, these kids are smart. If they can just get access, if they're fucking deadhead, their parents are the worthless son of a bitches. They are the dumbest, go along to get along, suck ass motherfuckers to ever breathe air. They're worthless. The kids are fucking smart. The kids, I mean, the kids like just like that. I mean, I had my grandson. It was like a week he stayed, and I was just fucking dazzled at his goddamn intelligence. It was dazzling. The things he knew, that he could speak about everything you brought up. Things that kids that age don't fucking know about. He did. He fucking reads. And he'll read those whole, he'll read every goddamn one of those encyclopedias. That's why I gave them to him. Let somebody argue with him. Let him try. Ain't gonna fucking work out for him. Anyway, back to the UN launches war on education. While all conspiratorial thinking, threatens human rights and values, all of it does. Even the ones that's true? I mean, you can't have it both ways now, can you? You caught yourself in a little conundrum there, didn't you, old propagandist? Because you just said the other day that some conspiracy theories are true. So the truth can threaten human right values? Which human right values? You mean the queers' values of the queers? Or the transvestites' value of the transvestites? It could damage them because the truth says that a man's a man and a woman's a woman. And you can't change the fucking that physical fact. That's the kind of conspiracy theory you're talking about, son of a bitch. And you can't kiss your elbow and be a little boy and then kiss your elbow and become a little girl. You can't do it. That was just a little game that fathers played with their fucking kids. They're teaching little fucking children that you need to find out about your sexuality. What they don't even know what fucking sexuality is. I don't know. I got an urge and my belly gets tight and I got to pee. That's where they're at. And they're going to teach me, well, see, you're going to want to be with men. You're going to want to be with boys and stuff. And you're going to feel a stigma. No, I'm not. No, the kid's not. Cause you're going to die, you son of a bitch. You're going to die for thinking you could push this motherfucking shit in the United States of these Americas that belongs to we the people. We'll fucking put your head down in that fucking urinal and flush it till you drowned. Count on it. Where were we here? Examples of conspiracy theories cited in the report include everything from widely held and respectable beliefs such as climate change. See? Climate change denial. Respect, you motherfuckers. You do not know. I mean, goddamn, to pretend that you understand how this goddamn universe works. I mean, how many, all of my life, things that were fucking facts, put down in the books as facts were proven to be bullshit. They were proven to be somebody's interpretation that was fucking wrong because they didn't have information that was how much information's out there in that goddamn solar system? How much information? And you pretend that your pea little fucking brain could put something together as, well, couldn't be that sun up there. You know, the sun flares and it gets hotter and it pushes, you know, you had a solar flare here back, I think it was in the 30s or 40s or whatever. And I mean, it knocked power lines and shit out.
It couldn't be that, son. Now, that can't be what's warming things up. And it couldn't be, if there, man is involved in any way, it couldn't be those thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of fucking goddamn airplanes shooting goddamn fucking barium and fucking aluminum and God knows what else into the goddamn atmosphere until the sun, when I was a kid, the sun used to seem yellowish. And when I'd go outside, 70 degrees, standing in the sun, I was comfortable. I didn't feel like it was burning my skin or anything. I mean, shit, you had to make sure that you'd want, if you were, you know, didn't have a shirt on, you'd watch the clock, and around 20 minutes, you want to put a shirt on, or you'd end up getting a sunburn, but you wouldn't even feel it. That's why you'd get a sunburn. You walk outside now, and I swear to God, just your hand sticking out of a fucking shirt, and that, at 70 degrees, that sun hits your hand, it fucking burns. They've done something really fucking bad up there. I mean, they've ripped the ozone all to fucking hell. And now the rich people are going up, hey, I'm going to take a ride up into space. I'm going to punch another hole in the fucking ozone. You know that thing that keeps us, the sun from burning us to death? But hey, it should be my right. I'm rich. I should, your right to fucking life doesn't fucking weigh up to my fucking right to fly up there, beyond so I can look at the earth, so I can get a view, so I can go to the museum. I mean, these mother arrogant son of a bitches, they have to be gotten rid of, guys. We have no choice. Either we get rid of them or they're getting rid of us. They'll kill us down. I mean, people just keep on running their mouths and doing nothing, and they'll keep killing us down. Right now, they're killing us down. Right now, just now, another person just fucking died of their death shot. And, oh, dude, there went another one, and another one, and they're killing us. They are killing. They declared war, and they're killing. We're not killing. They declared war on us, and we're not killing them. Now, if it was goddamn, Japan's declared war, right? You know, when one of them cocksucking communists stepped up to the fucking stage and said it was declared war, hell, you jump in a fucking uniform and go over there and charge a machine gun nest. But to protect your own freedom and liberty, your own fucking family, your own fucking hearth, you fucking sit there and you shiver like a goddamn dog that's just had the shit kicked out of it. You make me want to puke. And I've had enough of this for today. I think we've talked around a few subjects. And you know what? Fuck you, Queen. I don't believe in heaven and hell, but if there is one, you're going to the ninth fucking circle, and you fucking know it. You're already tortured. But I don't believe that. I believe when the lights go out, you're just fucking gone. It's good to be rid of your ass. But it will be interesting to see how big a deal this is made in the country that fucking, but my great 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 grandfathers fought and died to get fucking rid of. How much pomp and circumstance, how much ass sucking of the fucking English I will see. Oh wow, I won't see it, but you will. Anybody that turns on that stupid box will. I'm not. That is the word from the trenches.